Conversion creates new interests and new loves. December 8. Put away your former way of life, your old self, corrupt and deluded by its lusts. NRSV. God now calls upon you to repent, to be zealous in the work. Your eternal happiness will be determined by the course you now pursue. Can you reject the invitations of mercy now offered? Can you choose your own way? Will you cherish pride and vanity, and lose your soul at last? The Word of God plainly tells us that few will be saved, and that the greater number even of those who are called will prove themselves unworthy of everlasting life. They will have no part in heaven, but will have their portion with Satan, and experience the second death. Men and women may escape this doom if they will. It is true that Satan is the great originator of sin, yet this does not excuse anyone for sinning, for he cannot force any to do evil. He tempts them to it, and makes sin look enticing and pleasant, but he has to leave it to their own wills whether they will do it or not. He does not force people to become intoxicated, neither does he force them to remain away from religious meetings, but he presents temptations in a manner to allure to evil, and human beings are free moral agents to accept or refuse. Conversion is a work that most do not appreciate. It is not a small matter to transform an earthly, sin-loving mind and bring it to understand the unspeakable love of Christ, the charms of His grace, and the excellency of God, so that souls shall be imbued with divine love and captivated with the heavenly mysteries. When they understand these things, their former life appears disgusting and hateful. They hate sin, and, breaking their heart before God, they embrace Christ as the life and joy of the soul. They renounce their former pleasures. They have a new mind, new affections, new interest, new will. Their sorrows, and desires, and love are all new. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which have heretofore been preferred before Christ, are now turned from, and Christ is the charm of the life, the crown of rejoicing. Heaven, which once possessed no charms, is now viewed in its riches and glory, and they contemplate it as their future home, where they shall see, love, and praise the One who hath redeemed them by His precious blood.